Welcome to CCL's training program, created to help our volunteer network connect with each other around the larger world and empower all of us to achieve our larger goals for climate advocacy. This week's essential topic is all about engaging your local Chamber of Commerce to build relationships with this influential group in your community in order to seek their members' support for the Energy Innovation Act. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and joining us tonight is our wonderful presenter, Greg Hamra. Greg Hamra is a group leader for CCL Miami. He's also the creator for Lead for All and a senior sustainability educator. Greg is a proven sustainability educator, advocate, and communication skills coach, promoting triple bottom line principles through corporate sustainability and green building education for professional groups such as the U.S. Green Building Council, the American College of Construction Lawyers, and Greg presents on topics at the nexus of policy, business, society, and environment. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, Greg, and the floor is yours.
Thanks for joining us. Let's review the impact that CCL super volunteer Jay Butera has had working with influential members in the South Florida community. We worked together to get support from Representatives Carlos Corbello and Ileana Ross-Leitanen. Jay started working in Florida by getting endorsement letters from influential members of the community, such as local mayors, professors, university presidents, and the business community. We asked these leaders to complete leaders' letters, which were to be delivered to our members of Congress. Next, we scheduled meetings, and we delivered the signed endorsement letters to the district offices. This was very impactful. But our greatest impact was engaging with influencers in the community and bringing them to lobby meetings in the district offices of our members of Congress. Involvement like this, influencers attending lobby meetings, shows support in the district for climate action. It's these further types of actions that we're adding to our already successful endorsement program. So what is a Chamber of Commerce? Well, it's a nonprofit organization comprised of members, generally business leaders within your community. Members are local employers, that is, job creators. Each chamber is governed by a president and a board. In the case of the Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, they call it the BOG or the Board of Governors. They often lean conservative, and they are influential. So you're probably wondering, how would you engage your local Chamber of Commerce? The key is to form relationships, get to know people on a casual, easy basis. Find someone you know in the chamber. And one way to do that is to look on their website and see which businesses you might already be doing business with. It could be a local dry cleaner. It could be a local pizza shop. Or it could be a bank where you have your accounts. Ask your CCL network and your network of friends or people at the church or your business community who they know who might be members of the chamber. Chances are you already know some people who are members of the chamber. Once you get to know these people, treat them with respect. Treat them with admiration and appreciation. Meet them often to build a long and trusting relationship. Find ways that you can be useful to them. Send them updates and relevant information. Make your asks and review your approach often. One thing that I suggest doing is inviting a member or a board member to coffee or to a beer or to a party. Also, attend their events, such as chamber mixers, to form relationships. Attend the different events that they might put on. Perhaps even consider joining the chamber yourself. If you are a business leader, you have a small business in your community, or whether you're just an individual, and they allow individuals to join the chamber. If they allow that, go for it if you would like to. And then, whether you join or not, propose a presentation, an information session on a market-based policy response, which is an alternative to big government regulations. This is a great pitch. So that's what I've been doing as a member of the Business Climate Leaders Action Team and a member of the Conservative Caucus, as I frequently make the pitch for a fiscally conservative, free enterprise solution that promotes American jobs and American ingenuity and does so without building government and expensive regulatory regimes, which don't bring in money. That's one thing that a tax or a fee does. It brings in trillions of dollars, and then we can have a debate on what to do with that money. One great selling point is a recent statement from the United States Chamber of Commerce. And for those who don't know, the United States Chamber of Commerce has long been a top denier of any kind of climate action. Well, they recently put out a statement, and the website URL is on the slide at the bottom, but at the bottom of the page, on that webpage, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has officially declared that inaction on climate is not an option. That is huge. Remember, the chambers can take many different actions to impress members of Congress with their support for the bill. So when you engage, determine with your chambers the actions that they can take to impress members of Congress. Attend lobby and editorial meetings, perhaps. Issue a press release when they endorse. Host a site visit. Write an op-ed, co-write one with them, and consider presenting at chamber or trade association meetings. And be sure that whenever possible, engage their colleagues as well. What we want to do is not only seek endorsements from municipalities, business leaders, chambers of Congress, but let's turn them into advocates. There's a difference between checking the box and saying that they won't get in the way and being an active advocate for this policy. That's what we really need. That's only going to come from forming good relationships, educating them, and helping empower them to become advocates. Additional ways to work together include meeting with a trade association or union, hosting a member of Congress at a site visit, writing an op-ed, issuing a statement, and endorsing the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. Show Congress that there is strong support in the district for the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act. And what better voice than the voice of business? This is an amazingly powerful resource that you have at your disposal. All it takes is making some conversations. Thank you very much, everybody. If you'd like to reach out to me directly, my email address is gh@hamrod.net. And feel free to reach out to Todd Elvins, who handles our Grasstop engagement team, todd@citizensclimate.org. Thanks for joining this brief webcast. I hope you found it to be enjoyable, educational, and empowering. Go get them!